again to everybody. I am just so excited to share this blog post, and a thought occurred to me. I actually had a blogging friend that would put a soundbite every now and then with a blog post, and I thought, I can do that. I have everything I need to do it, and I'm like, why not? So I have to tell you, this year, the Viking and I are so excited about all the stuff we have planned for the garden. We have started our seed starting early. We have planted about 142 seeds, and in this blog post, I outline, you know, pretty much how quickly our sprouts are coming up. My new record-keeping system, which I actually saw on Facebook from a Facebook friend of mine, and I kind of like that. You know, we're all learning from each other on this journey. I don't have a super scientific mind, but I'm trying to become more scientific. So, you know, trying to be more organized, trying to be more detailed, trying to do my due diligence and do more research. And we're just coming a long way. And this year we plan on putting a lot more companion planting information and succession planting information out there. So while we're not having the, you know, basically we're not having the podcast full time right now, we will be having these little bits of audio information. And I guess I need to let you all know, I will be a guest host from my friend and Josh at 7P Survival at Prepper Broadcasting Network on Tuesday, February 23rd, and that show is 9 p.m. Eastern. So I hope you join us. That will be all off-grid topics, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And another thing that I wanted to mention is I have two blog posts coming this week. One is going to be a meatless meal feature. We're going to start incorporating some meatless meals, more herb, you know, basically herb of the week focuses. I don't know that I'm going to call it herb of the week, though. I might just be like focus on the herb. And another blog post is to follow up on my wonderful time that I had volunteering for Feast Down East. What a wonderful organization connecting the farmer to some, you know, basically lower socioeconomic in terms of financial means, and getting more fruits and vegetables to those areas that have less grocery stores in them. But I got to listen to the keynote speaker and learn that there's so much more involved in that and how we need to get involved in local policy and planning. So it was just a fabulous time. So no, this isn't my 1 hour or my 30 minute podcast, although they may be coming. I'm thinking about this summer, bringing them back. But I wanted you guys to kind of hear from me from time to time. So this is going to be something new that we're incorporating into the blog. And I wish you all a beautiful week. Until next time. You have been listening to Karen Lynn at Little Suburban Homestead. That is www.lilsuburbanhomestead.com. To follow Little Suburban Homestead, we are on Facebook at LIL Suburban Homestead, Twitter LIL Sub Homestead, Google Plus Karen Lynn at Little LIL Suburban Homestead, or you can join our public Facebook group at LIL Suburban Homestead. Come join in on the fun.